Okay, this week's Haftorah, the Haftorah from Parshas Vayeshev, comes from Sefer Amos. This Haftorah is Ko Amar Hashem al Shloshat Tishrei Yisrael v'Arba'a Lo Ashivenu Amichram Bakesef Tzadik Vevyom Ba'avor Na'alayim. The reason why this is the Haftorah for Vayeshev is because of this first pasuk of Ve'evyon Ba'avor Na'alayim that they sold for shoes. They sold the poor person. According to Chazal, we actually say this in the Kindness of Tisha B'Av, the sale of Yosef HaTzadik was in exchange for shoes. Evyon ba'avor na'alayim, they sold Yosef HaTzadik for shoes, and that's the link to this week's parasha. Okay, it's worth noting though that B'Pashtus is there's much more to say about this Haftorah than just like those three words, Ve'evyon ba'avor na'alayim. Let's go slowly. We're talking about the Navi Amos. Amos begins his entire sefer in an interesting way. Al shlosha pish'ei damesek ve'al arba'a lo ashivenu. Al shlosha pish'ei aram, al shlosha pish'ei amon. Right? He goes through all the nations of the world, and he says, you did three averes? And that was okay, but I'm not going to forgive you for number four. According to one opinion, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, right, Mavi Rishon Rishon, the Ribbono Shel Olam forgives Chataim 1, 2, and 3. But by Chet 4 already, God says, I'm sorry, dude, you're on your own. You're going to suffer. And Amos is going through all the nations of the world. And Amos is saying, you know what, this is your fourth sin, etc. Amos also talks about Malchus Yehuda, that Malchus Yehuda, they did a fourth sin, which is, so to speak, unforgivable. And that fourth sin is that they did not learn Torah properly, which probably refers to the fact that they were like shocked when they find a Sefer Torah in the Azara. No one knew, right? They didn't know there's a Torah, and that lack of awareness of Torah, that's why Malchus Yehuda suffers. Malchus Yisrael, however, the Shlosha Pish'ei Yisrael v'Arba'a Lo Ashivenu, by Malchus Yehuda and by Malchus Yisrael are very different. The Radak comments that by Malchus Yehuda, the Shlosha Pish'im are the four bad kings. There's Menashe as a bad king. There's Zedekiyahu as a bad king. I forgot already who the next one is. There are like three bad kings. And number four is when Chorban. Oh, number four is Zedekiyahu. By Malchus Yehuda, Al Arba'a Lo Ashivenu means four bad kings. By Malchus Yisrael, Al Arba'a Lo Ashivenu refers to that you did three averis. And those three averis are Bad Averos. Still, the Rabbanu Shalom is willing to forgive us, but because you abuse, and I'm just saying a pshat in the Radak, because you abuse the poor people, Hashoafim anavim yatu. You are like trampling with the dust of the ground the poor people. And Derech anavim yatu, you are taking the law, derech means like mishpat. You're taking the law of the poor people and you are twisting it. You're being mechal shem shamayim, abigadim chavulim yatu. You're taking abigadim chavulim means stuff that was given as collateral and you are taking that and keeping it because of the abuse of the poor people, etc. That's why Malchus Yisrael goes under. So the lesson of the Haftorah is that it's not the Gilai Ras of Shlichus itself, but it's that you abuse the poor people. Not only did you abuse the poor people, Navi Amos says, that I gave you Nevi'im and Nazirim, right? And I'm showing you through the Nazir how to separate yourself from things that are bad. And Nevi'im are chastising you and telling you not to do Averis. I give you all those things, but you don't listen. You turn away. You're turning away, the Navi says, because you think since the Ribbono Shel Olam loves me so much, so therefore I am going to be safe because I'm loved by God. What could go wrong? Nonetheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Rak eschem yadati mikom mishpachos hadama, al kein efkod aleichem esklavonos eichem." Precisely because I love you so much, we're so close. That's why what you do hurts me. So those are the lessons just in the Pshuto Shel Mikra of Amos. I have this sefer called Maftirim Banavi by a fellow Avraham Eldad. I don't know who he is. But in this sefer, it's like different people have essays on each haftorah. There's an essay from Rav Benny Lau on this haftorah. Rav Benny Lau shows that if you read the beginning of sefer Amos, Amos is a king at the time of Yeravam II and at the time of tremendous prosperity in Malchus Yehuda. Yeravam II is a time of prosperity in Malchus Yisrael. And Malchus Yehuda also has a time of prosperity. That's when Amos is a Navi. But the thing is that although it's a time of prosperity and people think only good stuff, only good stuff is going to happen. Nonetheless, bad things ended up happening because they abused the poor. Similarly, this week's parasha, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted, right, Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv Eretz Canaan. Yaakov is living in Eretz Yisrael, and everything is going grand, and things are wonderful, etc. He wants to have a good, tranquil, quiet life, but then kafza alav, all of the bad things, the episode of Yosef and the episode of Yehuda, etc. Sometimes, Rav Benny Lau explains, precisely at a time when you think things are going okay, that's when bad things happen because you let down your guard. And that's when you're not listening to the Nabim. Now, again, I don't know whether we're criticizing Yaakov Avinu, but on some extent, Chazal do criticize Yaakov, that Yaakov favored Yosef more than the other brothers. But the point is that Amos is a parallel to Vayeshev, because Vayeshev is a parasha about wanting to have things good and easy, etc., but it not working out. And Amos is the same thing. Because Amos is a Navi at that time when things are going grand, but Lamaisa, it didn't work out. So those are some of my thoughts on this Haftorah. Questions, comments?